We're talking with Howie Hawkins, who is the Green Party candidate for president in the recent election, along with Angela Walker for vice president. Howie, what was your reaction to the results?
Well, we're glad to see Trump go. Good riddance. But in a way, we jump from the fire back into the frying pan, because Biden has no solutions to the crises of the climate, poverty, racism, U.S. imperialism, and the deployment of new nuclear weapons. So the issues we were trying to raise are still there, and we got to keep organizing, because these problems need solutions, and there are no solutions coming from the next administration. You know, we were basically, you know, vilified by, you know, prominent progressives. They didn't even say vote for Greens in safe states. They said vote for Biden everywhere, worrying about, you know, a coup or something, which I'm former military. I talked to a lot of military people, some were connected to Secret Service, so that was never in the cards. But, you know, what that did was, you know, knock us off ballot lines here in New York, in North Carolina, New Mexico. So we gotta reconstruct there. And the progressive Democrats made no demands on Biden. You know, once the establishment lined up against Bernie Sanders and defeated him, they all lined up behind Biden, made no demands. Biden has no reason to give them any leverage in the administration. So I think from the viewpoint of the progressive left, we're in a tough situation. We've got a very corporate militarist administration coming in, and they have no pressure from the left. So we just got to go back to the grassroots and start organizing again.
You know, it was pretty noteworthy that since the election on Tuesday, the prominent Democrats have been arguing the party needs to move to the right. I mean, the reality is the Democrats did a lot worse than anticipated. Trump almost won re-election. Looks like there'll be a runoff for control of the Senate in Georgia. The Democrats had expected to take control of that. They actually lost seats in the House, so they still have a majority. And, you know, what they're saying is, the lesson is that we have to shut up about words like socialism, which they hardly ever said, Medicare for all, and, you know, stop this stuff on criminal justice, which is also the message that came in New York State, where the Democrats also did quite poorly, particularly for the Senate, a lot of them being blamed on the bail reform issue. So how should be progressives, you know, be pushing back by this quick, you know, pivot to the right by the Democrats post-election?
Well, I think the Democrats did worse than projected by the polls, because Biden was not Trump. It's all he was, nothing more. He didn't give, and the Democrats generally didn't give people a reason to vote for them. Most people voted for the Democrats because they were voting against Trump. And then when you go down ballot, you know, Democrats did the same thing. They ran away from Medicare for All, which has overwhelming majority support in the public opinion polls. I mean, Fox did a poll, and it was over 70% of the people want a publicly funded health, universal health care system, Medicare for All. The Green New Deal, the polls for the Green New Deal are even stronger. And Biden, at the head of the party, is running away from it. People want to ban fracking. That's another majoritarian position. And no, you know, Biden and Harris are saying, no, not us. So the idea that they got to move to the right, that undermined them. And then, of course, Trump lies. I mean, he was saying he was running around Ohio saying, I brought you a manufacturing miracle. And I was in Ohio. I did a news conference at the state capitol saying that manufacturing miracle is a lie. Biden had lost 44,000 manufacturing jobs since the COVID pandemic broke out. And he's the one that has not handled that, and that's why the economy collapsed. But a lot of people don't dig too deep, and they just hear the headlines. Biden was not offering anything, and Trump was, even though he was lying about it. So I think that better explains why it was closer than people thought, and why some of these Democratic Senate candidates lost, because they didn't give people a reason to vote for them.
Now, in New York, you mentioned that the Green Party has lost ballot status. Cuomo, the Democrat Working Families Party legislative majority, had dramatically increased the ballot threshold to 2%, basically designed to ensure that the fusion parties that cross-endorse the major parties would maintain their ballot lines, but the real third parties, the Greens and the Libertarians, would lose their ballot line and the right to field candidates. And they've made it virtually impossible for the Greens to ever regain their ballot status through incredibly difficult ballot status rules now for third-party candidates. How do the Greens move forward on this?
Well, we should get candidates on the ballot by independent nominating petition next year for local races. We have to get about 30 times more signatures on average than we had to get when we had a ballot line, but we got to keep going. And then we got to get 45,000 good signatures in a 6-week window in 2022, which makes New York now the hardest state in the country to get statewide candidates on the ballot. And we have a lawsuit in court. Maybe that'll give us some relief. We're going to go to the legislature, but even if we don't succeed there, we're going to get back on the ballot and, you know, this time we'll get enough votes. I mean, you can't have, or we shouldn't have, a state where it's a two-party system. And then you say you got these so-called independent parties that just run the major party candidates on their ballot lines. Working Families runs the Democrats, conservatives run the Republicans. That's deceptive. And I think a lot of people want a real alternative. So, you know, it's going to be tough, but I don't think the Greens are out. We may be down now, but we're not out.
So, you know, you were the original author, at least as a political candidate, of the Green New Deal in America, ran on it in 2010 as the gubernatorial candidate of the Green Party. You know, how do you, the Greens, and Progressive move to push Biden on a host of issues now the election is over with?
It's going to be tough. I think we may have to, you know, start doing it at the local level and at the state level and set the example. You know, public power so we can actually move our utilities to renewables at the local level and then at the state level. We got to push for the implementation of the limited programs that the state has already adopted with respect to renewables. Federally, we got to raise the banner, but, you know, the Biden climate plan is pro-fossil fuels, pro-nuclear. At best, it will add some renewable capacity without reducing carbon emissions, which means we're in a climate mess. So we got to, you know, raise the banner and hopefully build a movement that by the time we come around to 2024, you can't have, you know, the Democrats and their ticket saying, we're going to frack the hell out of the country. We're going to start building nuclear power plants for the first time in 50 years. And, we have no plan to reduce carbon emissions. That's unacceptable. So, you know, we just got to raise that banner. The Green New Deal, people want climate action. And we got to explain to people why what we're likely to get from the Biden administration is not anywhere near what we need.
We got about 90 seconds left. We've been talking to Howie Hawkins, Green Party candidate for governor. So, Howie, what are your personal plans after, you know, post-election? You know, you told reporters you were planning to get a dog and a cat. What's the next step for Howie Hawkins in 1 minute?
Yeah, well, I would like to get a dog and a cat, and that's, you know, personal. But in terms of the politics, I'm urging the Greens to go back to our roots, and that is focus on local organizing, really expanding the base of our local chapters. We can elect thousands to local office. I mean, the good news from the election is we elected over 10 people around the country, including a young man named Emmanuel Estrada, to mayor of Baldwin Park in East L.A. We've won over 1,200 races over the years. We have over 100 people in local elected office now. We can expand that into the thousands because a lot of these local races are not competitive. And if you go out there, knock on doors, let people get to know you, even if they don't agree with all your policies, they just respect the fact that you came out and listened to them. We can get people in office, and that's the foundation for then running serious campaigns for state legislatures and the House of Representatives. That's how we build an independent, green, and socialist party of the left in this country that can contest for power. It's got to be built from the bottom up. Well, so Howie, that's what I'm going to be focused on.
Well, Howie Hawkins, thank you very much for joining us, and get some rest.